Today is the first Monday of November, which means it is time for Mondays with Mike. Each month, Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane swings by Central Time, The Morning Show, or The Larry Mueller Show to talk about what's going on with WPR. And we've got a lot to cover today. You can join us at 800-642-1234. What do you want to hear more of or less of on Wisconsin Public Radio? Any particular show you'd like to recommend, or what questions do you have about what we do and why we do it? Again, that number is 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas at WPR.org. Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane, is in this studio with me. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good to be here.
We've got a lot to cover, but let's get started. We do have some sad news. Ron Dunlap was chair of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association board, and he died recently. Mike, what did Ron do for public broadcasting here?
Well, Ron has been an incredible friend, and he has had a fascinating history as college and even professional basketball player. But what Ron really loved and dedicated his life to was education. And one of those manifestations was his volunteering with what's our Friends Board, the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. They're the stewards and helpers of fundraising for WPR. And Ron was just an incredible leader. He's, generally speaking, a very quiet guy, unless he's using his playground voice, is what he used to say. But universally, people had wonderful things to say about the peaceful way that he approached the world and his incredible enthusiasm for WPR. We were all shocked to hear the news, and he struggled with a brief but life-ending illness, unfortunately.
We'll think of Ron's family and friends moving forward. Tell us just a little bit more about that Wisconsin Public Radio Association board. What do they really do?
So they have two roles. One is that they are community volunteers that partner with the staff of WPR to raise major gift dollars. So those are the tens of thousands of dollar gifts instead of the $100 or $1,000 gifts that people make as they move into the 9XM leadership circle or something like that. And the other, and this is really important, is they are the good stewards of the money. So they're making sure that the money that the WPRA collects on your behalf to give to WPR is well used, and that we get a good audit, which we just did, and all the rest, and all the right forms are filed. So both of those roles are very important. And then a third role is that they help to reflect the community to the staff by meeting with people all over the state and just learning what is on people's minds.
Excellent. Thanks for that. We've got Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, in the studio to answer your questions. What do you want to know? Call 800-642-1234 to get your question answered on this monthly segment of Mondays with Mike. I want to take the opportunity to celebrate, recognize longtime WPR host Larry Mueller, one of eight inductees to the Milwaukee Press Club Media Hall of Fame this weekend. What an honor.
It really was to be there with Larry. And here he has a wonderful story he loves to tell about his public radio origin story, and about how he basically was here and there was a job that he fell into and he felt he had no other prospects. And here he is 52 years later. And so the honor is for people who have dedicated their life to journalism, which Larry certainly has, helping us to understand the world, whatever is going on, whether it's Garden Talk, which they had the chance to do live from our Milwaukee studios last week instead of doing it right here where we are, and all the other things that Larry talks about with his wonderful guests.
And he may have happened into public radio, but he certainly committed.
Yes, he did, and it's just wonderful to have him around.
Excellent. Sounds good. Let's go ahead and go to the phones now. We have Nancy from Milwaukee who has a question about staffing and money. Nancy, what do you want to ask Mike about?
Well, this may sound rather insensitive, but you do ask us for money or a donation in the form of an IRA or a car or whatever. So I felt that I had the right to ask how you spend your money. Now, when Kate ends her 2 hours in the morning, just before the repeat hour starts, she announces all the people who helped her put those 2 hours together, and she has six producers. Now, I remember when Gene Ferracco was on, who talked on the radio for three-hour segments, not two-hour segments, she had a person named Carmen And as far as I know, Carmen was the only producer. So I have a great need to find out how you spend your money. How many people are required to produce 2 hours of programming 5 days a week?
Yeah, thanks, Nancy. We appreciate that question.
Yeah, you know, Carmen and the whole crew, and it was actually a bigger crew than just Carmen, but she was incredible. When she retired, we lost a tremendous amount of energy. Another of those quiet people who just is doing their job, but doing a remarkable job. And Jean Faraca, also full of energy. And actually, her concern, even when she was doing her most recent program here on Earth, was that with the three or four people that were behind the scenes helping to do the show, that it wasn't really enough. She found it at times overwhelming. What we've seen happen in the number of years that we've been doing the Ideas Network is that the nature of talk programming has changed. So you might notice, for instance, Nancy, that we have multiple segments now during Central Time and also during the morning show. There are a couple of reasons for that. One is it allows us to have a different mix of topics than just the simple hour-long conversations that we still have some of the time. But also, and Keely, you could chime in from your own perspective on this, but what I've learned in talking to the teams is that it's harder to book guests now because there are simply more talk shows and podcasts and all kinds of things that are calling for their attention. You know, we started the Ideas Network when CNN was like just they did news. They didn't do the
right.
endless talking heads things, and there wasn't Fox and MSNBC and so on. And the same thing happens here in Wisconsin media. So it is simply more of a challenge. And then the other thing that's happened is the so-called news cycle. And at the beginning of the Ideas Network, if we kind of got to the topic a day or three later, that was just fine. And I'd say we all feel under pressure now to try to get to the topic more quickly, but still get to it the way that you expect, which is with thoughtfulness and the right guest that knows what they're talking about. And so that just has ended up involving more people over time.
Yeah, I think that's really key. And from my perspective, I have seen producers and hosts and support staff really embody this idea of ethical journalism. We're fact-checking. We're trying to make sure that we have the absolute right answer, especially when you have so many sources. It simply takes more people to make sure that we're getting the right information and, as you said, the right guest on the air at the right time. That makes a difference to the quality of the program.
And, you know, nowadays it is harder to get someone to even agree to come on the radio for a half hour, much less an hour. And so that's the kind of thing we watch out for.
Excellent. Thank you so much for the question, Nancy. It helps us explore a lot of different aspects of the work that we do. It is the November edition of Mondays with Mike, and we are talking about all things WPR with director Mike Crane. Give us a call at 800-642-1234 if you've got a question, a comment, praise, or some constructive criticism. We're ready for it right now. That number again is 800-642-1234. This is Central Time, and we'll continue this conversation right here on the Ideas Network. This is Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina, and you're listening to the November edition of Mondays with Mike with WPR director Mike Crane. And you can join the conversation now. Email us at ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let's take another call now. Vilas from Richland Center, welcome to Central Time.
Am I on?
You are, Vilas.
Hi.
What's your question or your comment today?
Well, I'm 80 years old, and I don't think that we're getting enough history in of the grade schools. My mother was a teacher. Her father was a teacher. I was a teacher. And we're forgetting things. About the one-room schoolhouse. And Professor Gordon, especially, who was a great man, and I remember couldn't wait in the grade school how we, on Tuesdays, we'd have Let's Draw. On Wednesdays, it'd be Professor Gordon's Music of the Year, whatever.
And Vilas, thanks for that, Mike. Even now, he knows which day
the different
programs were on.
I almost felt like saying, don't get me started, Vilas, because what you're talking about is particularly the history of Wisconsin Public Radio and how it intersected with the experiences of people in one-room schoolhouses. And you mentioned Let's Draw, Let's Sing, which it alternately was called Journeys in Musicland with Edgar Pop Gordon. Just brilliant stuff. We tried a lot of things here. The one that I think is the most fun, and it really didn't work out too well, Killy, was they tried Let's Type.
Let's Type.
Yes, on the radio. And that one didn't last for very long. But my colleague, John Muskowski, across the hall, the head of public television here, often talks about the word let's and how it's an invitation. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. And I just, every time he says that, it makes me smile that we got into this whole thing that became public broadcasting, public television, and all the things it does for kids, and all the things that we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio because of that service to the community and to the young people. I also, last thing I want to say about that for now, but we won't forget, I promise, Vilas, because it's a dear part of our history. But one of the things that was especially nice, and we've heard from people that were teaching in those times, is what a relief it was to be able to put the radio on and have the radio teacher taking care of the class for a little while in all those one-room schoolhouses. And there were thousands of them.
And I bet it was a novelty for students, too. Something different, you know? So that makes a lot of sense. Let's welcome Nathan in Wanakee. Nathan, what do you want to talk with Mike about?
I just want to say my favorite show is the Larry Mueller Show. And basically what I want more of is anything that brings knowledge and education. You know, I'm 24 and that's basically, you know, I'm at a stage in my life where anything that I can get knowledge from, I love it. And I've learned a lot listening to WPR.
Nathan, thanks so much. Staying on theme here with education.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I'd say that a lot of what we get out of the Ideas Network and the News and Classical Network, too, is what you'd call informal education. You're not getting a grade for it or anything like that. But how many times have you ended up in a conversation saying, you know what I heard on NPR today, or you know what I heard on WPR today? That's because you learned something. And so thanks for that vote of support, Nathan.
Well, and that's happening not just on the over the airwaves, but also with our podcasts. Over the past few weeks, WPR has launched and is playing Derailed. It's looking at the issue of high speed rail in Wisconsin. Wraps up next week. For people who might not be familiar with it, what is Derailed? What are you seeing, Mike?
I really have been enjoying listening to this podcast, and we've shared some things on the radio as well because we really want people to listen in. It's the story of the high-speed rail that never was. And probably the most interesting thing that the news folks, including news director Noah Ofshinsky, have said to me is when you ask people about high-speed rail, they have feelings, really deep feelings. And so one of the episodes from the side that felt it was horrible to try to have this high-speed rail, the episode's called Boondoggle. But then, of course, train enthusiasts are crazy for it. Mm-hmm. And there was a wonderful episode talking about Tommy's Train. And that was our governor, Tommy Thompson, who'd grown up around the train lines and wanted high-speed rail. Mm-hmm. And so, in part, Derailed tells the story of the change in our politics over that time period from when Tommy wanted it to when Governor Walker turned away the federal money. And just fascinating, interesting stuff. They did a tremendous amount of research. I definitely encourage you, if you don't know how to get podcasts, ask someone younger than you how to get them, and they'll help you set up on your phone and give a listen to Derailed.
Yeah, it's so worth it. And it's available wherever you get your podcasts and also online at WPR.org. And I just have to confess really briefly before we take another call that I listened to them on the Wednesdays that they come out and then found out on Friday that my spouse was waiting for me to listen together. So we just listened to them all again. They were that good. Mm-hmm. And other things stuck with me the second time through. So it's well worth a listen for sure. Let's go ahead and bring David from South Milwaukee on. David, what are your ideas for Wisconsin Public Radio?
Speaking of online and podcasts, I'm wondering if you might make a small improvement on the web browser. When I use it, I want to rewind to go back to something that someone said, which is one of the big advantages of using the web. There is no rewind function like 15-second rewind or 30-second fast forward. And when you do have to reposition it, they give you a whole inch to try and figure out where the heck the conversation was.
Yeah, so, that is challenging. We've been working on doing something new with that, David. I would say for the live stream, like you're hearing right now, that's been a bit more of a technological challenge than with the podcast, where it's a little bit easier. But we'll keep on it. Thanks.
Yeah, and let's squeeze in one more call here. Carolyn from Platteville, you are on the other side of the internet divide. What did you want to tell Mike today?
Yeah, I haven't had internet for the last, 4 months, and I just wanted to say how much I appreciate your guys' commitment to regular news updates, and that is, the only thing keeping me in touch with the world, and it means a lot that you guys are committed to such honest and regular updates.
Carolyn, thank you so much for that, Mike.
Yeah, we definitely recognize that either if you don't have the internet or if you're doing other stuff, just having those regular newscasts makes a difference because they get on things right away when there's something new, and then maybe you'll go look it up later if you have the internet, but you get at least that basic level of information. Thanks. It's great to hear from you, Carolyn, and everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, we appreciate the time you come into this studio and spend with us. And thanks for taking calls, having a good conversation today.
It is always a pleasure. Thanks.
Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He comes on the Ideas Network once a month on one of the talk shows to discuss WPR programming and operations. He's next on December 9th with The Larry Mueller Show.